Just like that excitement you got when you got saved or you got a new car, that same excitement, whatever it is, you need to keep the same excitement. Why? Because ain't nothing changed. God hadn't turned around. He hadn't turned it down and have to turn it back up. He's always on 10. Do you hear me? He's always on 10. Y'all know what I mean when I say that. He's always turned up. But here we are, up and down, up and down. Come on. I need you not to change, just like God. If the word says you're healed, don't you change. If the word says you're prosperous, don't you change. If the word says you have more than enough, don't you change. Glory to God. Glory to God. The Bible says, preach the word. Preach it in season, out of season. I'm putting in my own words. If it says preach it, then guess what you do? Preach the word. Why? Because God ain't changed. And God's way of method of operation is through us. Glory to God. Glory to God. So ain't nothing changed. And I don't want you to change. You want the blessing to flow? Get a hold of this. Don't change. Don't change what you've been doing. Don't change believing. Don't change your believing. Don't be up and down. Don't be arguing. Don't be getting all upset over silly stuff. Hallelujah. Let me find where I am. God said that he is not slack concerning his promise. 2 Peter 3:9. Begin to do the work of the ministry and watch those promises come to pass. Put in overtime, quiet time with the Lord, and watch and see the salvation of the Lord. That's my next point. I heard Jerry Savelle. I decided to do this probably a month ago, maybe longer than that. I turned the music off, and then wrong with music. Most of it, they ain't got no word in it, no way. A lot of, I ain't gonna say most, a lot of it I hear, they not speaking a word anyway to me. And I turned the music off, and I said, I'm gonna turn word on. And I turned on Jerry Savelle. I think it started way back in like 2015. I started listening to it. I got an hour ride to work and an hour ride home. So I got plenty of time to listen. So I turned it on. And one of the things I noticed about him and others that are blessed and highly favored, he said the Lord told him way back in 1969, shut your business down. He was an auto body guy. That's what his dad did, so that's what he did. He said the Lord told him, shut his business down, and I want you to go spend 8 hours a day for 3 months in my word. Now listen to this. They had no iPad. He had no pull it up right quick and find it. He said he had books all over his desk running rip. He said he would go in and stay in till lunch, come out for an hour, have lunch, go back in, and stay till 5 or something. He did that for 3 months. I'm telling you, I ain't saying you got to do it exactly like that. But the point I want to make is, boy, that's a good bit of time, ain't it? How much good bit of time have you done? How much good bit of time have I done? So that's what I begin to do before I go to work. Get up, go out to the office out in the other building and begin to just sit. He said he takes a notebook. And if you believe and start taking the, you hear, I mean, God ain't going to tell you nothing wrong. Go out and don't write that down. Go down and slap your neighbor. No, don't write that down. Of course not. Practice hearing the Lord. The World War II or something going on. Now, go ahead and take your note and start writing. Start listening. And then when he was preaching, he was pulling up notes from 1969 that he had wrote down and things that he had wrote down. And I learned about prayer petitions. And I begin to listen. How do I know that? Because I begin to listen to it. I'm starting to put the time in. Put the time in. If you hung around me, my brother said last week, I ain't gonna tell you what we're talking about, but my brother, boy, you don't pull no punches, do you? Nope. I used to be real timid, wouldn't say, not no more. I don't mean ugly, but I'm going to tell you what I think. If it's necessary. I'm not saying I'm going to go off, but if it's concerned, I'm just going to tell you, no, I ain't going to do that. No, that ain't me. Won't you? No. Well, yes, I will. This is me. This is what I do. Kenny, you need to stop going fishing. No. No, I ain't. Kenny, you don't need to hunt. No, I ain't going to do that either. I'm not going to make it number one, even though I have fished a whole lot this year. I have. It's fun to me. But I'm going to tell you, hey, this is it. So you need to be like that with the gospel. Hey, you're not going to change me just because you're here. Because you tell me God is this and that. I heard a few guys, one guy, man, I've been to a whole lot of churches, man. Blah, blah. I'm telling you, I'm thinking to myself, man, that ain't every church in the world. How can you do that based off 20 churches you've been to and all of them were bad? That make all of them bad? No. You can't accept stuff like that. Glory to God. Because why? God ain't changed. Whether the church is right or wrong, God hadn't changed. All you got to do is get on his team. Get in the line with him. I was reading in a book. That's something else you need to do. Purpose to read a book. Purpose to read. But I was reading in the book. One pastor, the guy said, things are looking up. I remember exactly how he said it. And he got to asking the guy, well, what do you mean by we on our back looking up? He said, the pastor said, the devil got us on our back looking up. A pastor now. You see how twisted some folks got? And he believed it. I had to go get it and read it. I'm in the quote exactly. But it was so wrong. What do you mean devil got us on our back and we looking up? What in the world? The Bible said we're more than conquerors. Why would you see what I'm saying? You understand why you should spend time so you know when people speak something wrong. I'm not putting this person down, but one thing I learned from Jerzafeld and his daughter was to make a vision board. You may not agree with it, but I do. I heard one preacher say, don't get rid of him. You don't need no vision board. I'm not putting him down, but I don't agree with that. So the Bible says in Habakkuk 2:2, write your vision to make it plain, does it not? And this same person goes in his prayer time with a notebook. Is that not writing a vision? Right? He said it on his. Not putting him down now, because he's successful. But people got their own. You got to do what Bishop done said it before. You have enough sense, like an old cow. You eat the hay. Can you finish it? Leave the sticks. A cow got enough sense to do that, does he not? Or she not? They know how to eat hay, and they can tell that's a stick. I don't eat that. You got more sense than a cow. Do you not? I hope so. Do you not? Glory to God. So that's why you need to take out more time. Imagine if every one of us did that. Can we do that this week? Can I challenge you this week? I'm going to do something different. Jerry Savelle's daughter said, if you, a 30-minute commute, if you listen to that every day to work and back home for, I think she said a month. I don't think she said a year, but she said, if you do that, that's equivalent to a college education. 30 minutes home and taking in. She listened to a lot of business people and the word. And she says, doing that, I would have to pull it up, the exact statistics or whatever the numbers are, but it's equivalent to a college education. You got plenty of time. You say you don't, but we do. I had plenty of time yesterday to get up and work on my truck. But boy, I stayed in the bed. That was yesterday now. Because most of the time on Saturday, I get home at almost 1. I'm back up at 4, 5 to go fishing. You got to get out there early. Because I know what to do when it comes to fishing at the place we fish at. I know what it takes. I can take you out there and say, cast right there. Ain't that right, Leah, now? I don't hear y'all saying that. All right, that's what I thought. Cast right there. and they pull out a big one. I tell them, I'm going to stop being nice to y'all. My son, throw right there, son. He catch the big one.